5 is along very shortly with a look at the weather forecast for us in detail, but time for our thought for the day first of all. And with me in the studio now is Martin Spettigue. Martin's a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year. With last Saturday being 12th night, it's back to reality after the break, particularly so for myself. New Year found me awaiting the dawn on the banks of the mighty Irrawaddy in Myanmar, or Burma as it was. As the sky turned from pink to orange, the silhouettes of the many pagodas and temples on the dusty plain of Bagan came into focus. This area has over 2,000 of these in its 16 square miles. Over 100 years ago, it was described as one of the most remarkable religious cities in the world, and it hasn't changed much since then. Whilst in Myanmar, I spent some time in a rather basic language school and saw how many of the students had problems similar to ours. After school, we'd go to the local coffee shop. The young women, all of whom had immense sweetness, talked of job difficulties and of becoming businesswomen. My monk friends wanted to discuss karma, reincarnation and nirvana, and how the people could more effectively be taught Buddha's teachings. At Bagan, my friend Mimi, a tiny 20-year-old, had just finished her first year for a physics degree. She lived round the corner from the great Ananda temple. Ananda was Lord Buddha's dearest disciple. And the architect of the 1,000-year-old temple did such a remarkable job that to prevent another similar one being built, the king beheaded him, himself. Anyway, Mimi, with her long skirt and hair wound into two old-fashioned buns, sells flowers at the temple part-time and makes butterfly brooches to help the family finances. Myanmars themselves show remarkable devotion to Lord Buddha. And what the country taught me was that there can actually be peace inherent within a spiritual nation. Or, as my own teacher Sri Chimnoy put it, even in dark, crowded markets, there is peace. And that peace has come from thousands of years of praying and meditating. Goodbye.